Carlos, I know you guys do a really good job of taking it a day at a time, but now that you get this victory in that way, just how big of a win do you think that was for the group?
Huge. Huge win, especially winning it the way we did. Close game, got down, Lindor ties it up with a huge at-bat, huge homer, but then finding a way, you know. I thought Petey did a hell of a job. Bullpen Budo, and then Diaz bouncing back. Overall, a great team win, and especially after a loss, the way we lost that game last night. So we've shown it before, and we continue to do it. So proud of the group, and now we got to get ready for another series.
No, Diaz, last night you talked about how he struggled with fastball command. Today was almost exclusively fastballs. What was the change today for him?
The aggressiveness, the conviction. And I thought Aldi was right behind him there. I think he only threw one slider. Everything else was fastballs, and he was in the zone. And when he's, you know, throwing strikes with that pitch, he's pretty nasty. So he didn't need the secondary today, and you saw it. But yeah, conviction, and he says a lot after, you know, what happened the past 2 outings for him. That's what makes him a really good pitcher. And we needed that today, and he stepped up big time.
What did you think of the at-bats, particularly Lindor in the sixth and then those ninth inning at-bats?
Yeah, we had really good at-bats today. Lindor, you know, I think it was 10, 11 pitch at-bat, and then, you know, the homer. And then in the last inning against one of the better arms there, pretty nasty, Winker with a double. JD drives it to right field, and then Iglesias putting the ball in play. You know, don't try to do too much. That ground ball finds a hole, and we take the lead, and, you know, we were able to close that game out. But at bats 1 through 9, I was pretty pleased with it.
Why do you think Iglesias has had such a knack in the big moments this year?
Yeah, he wants to be in those situations. And there's a reason why he's been in this league for a long time. Putting the ball in play is, you know, especially when you have runners in scoring position, is huge. And because a lot of things can happen. And today that ground ball got through. But yeah, he wants to be in those moments, and he continued to step up.
Did Budo look better to you as well?
He did. He did. You know, I thought I was okay with a walk to Peterson, you know, but he made pitches when needed. I thought the changeup was better. He was in the zone a lot better today. So, yeah, he was good.
What did you think of Peterson?
He was really good, too. I thought the sinker, he got a lot of ground balls. I don't think the changeup was at his best. The breaking ball was good. But he made pitches, like I said, got out of a huge first and third in the seventh, got the ground ball that needed it, and we were able to turn it. You know, he went, you know, 7 innings. We needed that, and I thought he did a hell of a job.
When he threw, he just didn't feel it today.
Yeah, he went back, play catch, and then not so much when he was throwing fastball, just when he had to spin the baseball. He's still feeling that forearm, so, yeah.
What does this mean for your bullpen?
I mean, it's a big loss, but guys will step up. We've done it the whole year, and guys will continue to get opportunities, and guys will come up, and the guys that we got in that room will continue to get huge outs. We did it today, and we will continue to do it.
What's the prognosis or plan for him?
So he's going to fly back with us to Chicago, but I'm pretty sure he's going to go to New York and get an MRI there and see what we got.
Using Diaz again after last night, is that a way to sort of show, hey, we're still confident in you, you're still our guy in these situations?
100%. And in order for us to get to where we want to get, we need him. And he's going to continue to get the opportunity. He's our closer. He's one of our guys. And I'm proud of him. I'm glad he got the job done.
This was the end of your 10-game stretch against three teams holding playoff spots. You guys went 6-4. Did you learn anything about your team during this week and a half?
I wouldn't say I learned. I know we're good, you know. We we're up to the competition, and now we got to get ready for another good series. Every team, you know, is a big league team, and yeah, you know, it was looking back now, and you look at the schedule and said, you know, we got these many teams ahead of us. That's what the mentality always been: one day at a time, one game at a time. But guys continue to step up. A couple of tough losses during that stretch, and we show up the next day, and we found a way.